many blessings, lots of love. So I have a confession to make, to talk to you a little bit about the manifestation process from a really honest point of view. I started this on my 44th birthday in March, which was almost exactly 5 months at the time of recording this, 5 months ago. And I'm sitting here in Kauai. I've just been swimming with the dolphins this morning. Just got back. My hands are slightly sunburnt from being in the ocean swimming. And been out there for a few hours. It's just been so magical, so beautiful. And what I realized this morning out there in the ocean with the dolphins, with the glistening water, the light on the ocean, is that I have been a bit stressed recently. And my intention for this podcast, and the reason I wanted to really share this as well with you, is that we can live from a point of view of wanting to achieve things, and then only after we achieve them can we finally relax. Or we can live from a point of view where we put our good feelings at the very, very, very top of our list of priorities in life. And act from there. And I started out doing really, really well with this, and it was all good. And then I think because I was doing all these manifestation practices and feeling really, really good, a whole range of things in my life changed, right? This is one of the unexpected and strange and wondrous consequences of practicing these things, is that we hold the vision, we come into the vibration, and then everything starts to change in our life to line up with the new energy. Now, the problem with this is that when things change, it rattles us on some level, right? We get rattled about because we're like our comfort zone, we like everything the way it is, and we don't necessarily enjoy conflict, we don't necessarily enjoy ending things or changing things or creating different situations, and all sorts of things come up. This is the unspoken, unpleasant side of manifestation. So you hold the vision, you get come into the energy, and then other things have to be transformed. And the transformation process is unnerving. Unnerving because we have to deal with change. We have to deal with new people, new situations, new opportunities, new identities, all sorts of shifts on every single level, right? And this is a little bit unnerving for the human psyche. So that's what's happened to me in these last few months, is a whole range of shifts in my work, in myself, in my practices, new challenges, new opportunities. You know, I'm actually very happy about it. But what I realized in the ocean this morning, just floating there in the waves, because if you haven't done this, by the way, it's really wonderful. If you have an opportunity to swim with dolphins, to be out in the ocean, it's an otherworldly experience. It's literally otherworldly. The ocean is a different dimension. It's a whole different world. There's all these creatures in the ocean, right? It's huge. The ocean is vast. The Pacific Ocean in particular is the biggest area of water on the planet, and I'm right in the middle of it here in Hawaii. So we're surrounded by all these strange and wondrous ocean creatures in the ocean. So it's an otherworldly experience, and we get to see ourselves and experience our own stuff, if you like, because we're outside of it. This is the great thing about going on adventures or going up into the mountains or going to the ocean and doing something else. You kind of pull yourself out of your comfort zone into a different world, different experience that allows you to see what is going on. So what I realized is that I have been prioritizing dealing with situations above prioritizing my manifestation practices. Right? And this is obviously easy to do, and I'm sure you might have a similar experience where you would love to just be in this state of joy and peace and bliss all the time, but then this stuff comes up, right? You go, oh my God, what about this? What about this? How am I going to deal with this? What about this? This thing's happening. This thing's happening. So then our focus goes on to dealing with the things, dealing with the chaos, dealing with the changes. And of course, we do have to deal with the things in life. But what can happen is we can lose track of our priorities. And realistically, it's actually easier for us to deal with our life when we are in a higher state of being. So I'm coming back to my original intention, which is to prioritize my spiritual higher state of being, to come into the feeling of having attained everything, to remind myself of what it is that I'm bringing forth and who I am really, to feel those good feelings, and to stay in that consciousness as my number one priority. This is top of the list. I'm pulling it back up. It was somehow some part of me, which in Indian philosophy and Eastern philosophy is Maya or Mara, right? That negative part of us, that seductive part of us that says, you know, this is more important. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Maya made me put my joy down towards the middle of the list. Not at the bottom of the list, thank goodness, but certainly wasn't at the top of the list where it should be, where it needs to be, where it deserves to be, where I want it to be. So as of today, I'm recommitting that my joy, my good feelings, my higher consciousness, my connection with a higher power, my good vibrations, my meditation, powerful thoughts, visualizations, this is going to be yet again put back to the top position in my consciousness, in my life. And this might be something you can choose to do. Would you love to return your good feelings and your practices to the top of the list? And what would happen if you did? Life isn't perfect. Life is messy. Right now there's a plane flying overhead, right? You might be able to hear it on the recording. It's not always perfect. I'm not in my usual studio. This isn't necessarily the best audio recording I could achieve, but it is what it is. And when we do our practices, sometimes we fall off the wagon. We fall off the wagon. The wagon's moving along and it hits a bump and we fall off. We can say, okay, well, I'm done for, and just lie there in the dirt. Or we can say, I need to get back on the wagon, run back to the wagon, jump back on it, and get back in the game. So this is just my little confession that even though this was my intention with the podcast, even though I'm talking to you about it, I myself unconsciously allowed that to slip down, that intention that I had to slip down in favor of putting the situations above my own spiritual power. And if I put situations above my own consciousness, then they are going to rattle me very deeply and unpleasantly. So just by putting that right back at the top of the list where it should be, I feel immediately so much better. Like, yes, I feel like I've got my life back. I feel like I'm sitting back on my throne. We all have a throne within us, the throne of the self, the seat of the soul. We're meant to be sitting on the seat of our soul. You are the king or the queen of your own life. And when we get off our seat of self-respect and we allow all these situations to pull us, then we are subservient and trapped. And it's completely in our hands personally, it's in your hands personally, to get back onto your seat of self-respect, to come back to your heart, to come back to your soul, to put the important things where they need to be, as number one. So I'm about to have a call with my accountability partner for my spiritual practice, and I'm now committing to various things. I'll just give you an example of what I'm going to do, just if you're curious. What does he do, Brother Michael? So I'm going to be doing, let me see here, this just gives you an idea of the sort of practices. I'm going to do 5 rounds of powerful thoughts with my mala beads, which means that I'll hold these 108 beads and I'll think a powerful thought related to what I'm becoming or who I am really, and go through that all the way around 108 times and do that 5 times in a day. Right, not obviously at the same time, might do two, and then another one. But whenever I go around the mala, it's not the mala itself, it's just focusing on powerful thoughts again and again and again, and not letting any interruptions come into my mind, is extremely powerful to rewire the programming of the mind. Second thing I'm going to practice is breathing in spiritual energy, going into that infinite light, breathing it in, and then as I breathe out, send it all around. Going to do that as much as I can during the day. And the third thing is to send good wishes and pure feelings and blessings to everyone I meet as much as I can. These are my 3 aims for every day as my priority. So this is more important than my to-do list. And I could tell you what I'm doing. There's a lot of different things, but that's less important. It has become more important, and now I'm returning it back to the correct place. So first and foremost is shifting my consciousness and remaining in a high state all the time as much as I possibly can, with as much humility and practice and sincerity as I can muster. Do the best I can again and again and again with ease and grace. And then get on with my things that I need to do during the day from that space. And if I get caught up in drama and situations, which does arise in life, especially if you're making changes, you're going to have drama, unfortunately. This is the side effect we all don't want to deal with, right? We have to get outside of our familiar zone, our comfort zone. We have to face things, we have to change things, and it does rattle us. That's why coming back to the spiritual practices, coming back to the manifestation practices, coming back to the vision, feeling that it is already accomplished, it is already done, and we're living in that space and then taking the action from there. All right, so hopefully you found this little confession inspiring in some way. I needed to share it with you to be honest, that even though these things are wonderful, they're not always easy to do. So I honor and appreciate you for all the work that you're putting in. I know that even one powerful thought can be a lot of effort when you're going through a lot of stuff. And I just want to appreciate you for all of your wonderful efforts, your hard work, and wishing you every success in your beautiful practices, and may all of your pure desires become manifest with ease and joy. Lots of love.